is contained in the arts and crafts, where celestial ceremonies become part of popular culture. Legacies of glorious traditions, where folk tales are regarded as guidebooks to perfection, honed over centuries, yet possible to experience within a few hours. Experiences you can take home. Here, art preservation is a tourist attraction. History is a living monument. Even shopping is meaningful. See world-famous resorts compete with local means of accommodation. Enjoy natural kindness. Or the excitement of exploring nature with endless stories to tell and never-ending feasts. Never-ending possibilities to get more out of life and journeys. Yogyakarta.
diriku seolah salahku. Tak sadarkah kau kebohonganmu itu? I don't even care, I don't even scared. Kau pikir aku takkan bisa, mulutmu berbisa.
Kau binasa.
Coba lihat saja, siapa nanti yang tertawa. Kecewa jelas, kau pancarkan dari mata.
Now, kau pikir diriku akan menangis. Terus menangis mengemis cinta yang saat ini.
Please don't, kau harus disampan. Kau sebab buatku sirik, itu tak mempan. Ya sirik, itu kamu, cause you know you wrong. Kau bohongi, hatimu takkan menolong. So just sing this song.
Sikapmu dami 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 dami
Voice of Indonesia listener, today I'll discuss a song by Katon Bagaskara. Ignatius Bagaskoro Katon, better known as Katon Bagaskara, is an actor, composer, songwriter, and singer. He is widely recognized as the lead vocalist of the music group Club Project. However, in 1993, he also released a solo album titled Katon Bagaskara. One of the standout tracks from the album is Negeri di Awan, a song he created and produced with his older brother, Andre Manika. Negeri di Awan convey the meaning of a loving relationship that adds true color to life. The song also portrays the beauty of the highland in Dieng, Central Java, often referred to as the land above the clouds. Listener, here is Katon Bagaskara with Negeri di Awan. Happy listen.
Menjadi istananya. Listeners, thousands of Muslims in Slovakia solemnly hold daily activities in the holy month of Ramadan. Even Indonesian Muslim citizens in the country also enthusiastically perform activities during Ramadan. To know more about it, let's hear the response of Indonesian Ambassador to Slovakia, His Excellency Pribadi Sutiono.
Well, Slovakia is like in the very central of Europe now. It's part of the European Union. I believe that Slovakia is one of the least country that has a Muslim population. The population itself is only 5.4 million, and the Muslim population is maybe only around 6,000 to 7,000, including all the expatriates. The foreigners. So mostly they are coming from other part of the world. Even that now the number is not that much increasing since 5 or 7 years ago. Well, among the community itself is quite welcome. There's a lot of, you know, of activities, including as we know that like Taraweh, breakfasting together, mm-hmm. and also later on in the Eid, we are going to have going to perform the Salat Eid for sure. Well, but it's only concentrated in very small places, like in a big city, like in Bratislava or Banska or in Kosice, since the number is not that much. Among the Indonesians, we always have breakfasting together and every Saturday, and also we have Taraweh together every day in our residence here. Mm-hmm. So I think we are keeping this activities as normal as like what in Indonesia. The best thing is now, since the Indonesian now the number is increasing about 500% since four years ago, I think a lot of Indonesian Muslims now also active in these activities of the Ramadan.
Well, listener, for more details, tune in to VOI Talk, Building Global Bridges Through Ramadan, only on YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, discussions about environmental sustainability should not only focus on efforts to address plastic and microplastic waste, but we also need to start paying attention to electronic waste. Electronic waste from used cell phones, refrigerators, televisions, printers, and washing machines contain various minerals and metals that may potentially pollute the environment if not managed properly. Last year, the United Nations also indicated this issue could become a future disaster for human life. The 2024 Global Electronic Waste Monitoring Report, recently released by the United Nations Institute for Training and Research and the UN International Telecommunications Union, states the growth of electronic waste worldwide has reached 2.6 million metric tons per year. What about in Indonesia? Electronic waste amounted to 2 million tons in 2021. Based on the Ministry of Environment and Forestry data. Head of the National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, Laksana Trihandoko, assessed the accumulation of electronic waste in the country was caused by its processing, which hasn't been well developed. Therefore, he suggested that manufacturers create a roadmap for managing electronic waste generated by their products. That's the suggestion of a plastic project leader of Greenpeace Indonesia, Ibar Akbar. According to him, the roadmap must prioritize products that are durable and can be repaired. Meanwhile, the government is encouraged to find the latest data and identify current market trends, such as electronic purchases made through e-commerce platforms and the types of electronic products selling well in the market. Electronic waste processing necessitates proper extraction methods indeed to prevent various hazardous metals from being improperly collected for reuse or further process for disposal.
Empal Gentong, a traditional dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while gentong refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal Gentong not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, empal gentong is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
Here is the quote of the day. Once the sail is laughing, we must sail away from the dock. A quote by Kapitan Patimura. The quote means, once we made a decision, we must follow through. A quote by Thomas Matulesi, aka Kapitan Patimura, is a national hero from Saparua, Maluku, Indonesia. When the war broke against the Dutch colonizer in 1917, the kings, the capitan or captains, customary ships and the people appointed Patimura as the leaders and commander of war for his experience and chivalrous soul. As a leader, Patimura successfully coordinated the government activities, led the people, managed education, provided food, and built fortresses. This charismatic personality is also known for his cunningness and ability to gather great powers of Maluku people, which successfully halted the Dutch movement. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia. Goodbye Felicia and Stephanie Putri, a song called Bimbang or Hesitant, the original soundtrack of Ada Apa Dengan Cinta 2 in 2016, a very phenomenal love teen movie. The first movie was released in 2001, 2002, well, let me check later. One thing for sure, that the musical version of Ada Apa Dengan Cinta is being made into musical film called Rangga dan Cinta. So really excited to see the Gen Z version of Ada Apa Dengan Cinta. Well, hopefully it's not just like the song Bimbang or Hesitant. I hope you do not be hesitant to send us feedback. How to send feedback to Voice of Indonesia? You can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram @VOI_official, or reach us on WhatsApp as well on +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130.
Voice of Indonesia.
That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone. Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malas Central Java, the central farm for durian power, the special durian from Alas Malas Central Java. Durian is a spiky fruit. Famous for having a strong scent, durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with black thorn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have petruk, medan, bawor, kaligesing, and many more. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sarno, a durian farmer from Alas Malas Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua. Dari
durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet-scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then, we put it into our mouth. Wow, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It beams our ears, also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambilnya terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul, dalam suara
kita... Is this durian right? We test by striking it. We know there is baritone, tenor, and bass. High, medium, and low. The right one is bass.
Tapi kalau suaranya...
So, we strike it.
Dipukul.
It's right. Another durian seller, Mrs. Natina, says... We also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi. A good durian smells good.
Bagus, wangi.
Iya. Pokok Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana.
Never buy durian with dry stem.
Ini kalau perih jangan dibeli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by a thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sardo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the peel to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tengah-tengahnya ini
jalurnya. Just take a straight line like this.
Lepas ini. Baru
then pelan-pelan slowly can see the flash. Here it is. Beneath the green, thick and thorny field is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Sambil ya.
Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter, but has a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth, and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, no taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor, or in Purworejo they have the Durian Kaligesing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Semangatmu, we gotta have a good time. only in Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual. The music is believed to move the bamboo and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believe that the bamboo has a mystical power and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably.
Enjoying an Indonesian popular legendary religious song dengan menyebut nama Allah or in the name of Allah. This song is actually released in 1990, popularized by Novia Kolopakin, created by Arya Dipayana and Dwiki Darmawan. But the song that you're listening now is the version of Indonesian singer and actress Nagita Slavina, released in 2019. As a religious song, dengan menyebut nama Allah has simple lyrics, but this song remains popular even though it's more than 3 decades old. Over the years, this song has been sung by many Indonesian musicians, even with different arrangements from pop, rock, to dangdut. Very legendary. Well, listener, now it's time for me to present a music program, precisely a traditional music from Indonesia that we present on Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song called Gado Gado Semarang, composed by Kelly Puspita. The song lyrics mention that the name Semarang in the province of Central Java, Indonesia, comes from the word Asam Arang, which means rare acid. Semarang is a coastal city, so many foreigners drop by the city. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Gado Gado Semarang by Retno Indah. Happy listening.
Remember. at RA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Line. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has strengthened cooperation with the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank for several priority programs initiated by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. During a meeting with the bank's president Jin Likun in Jakarta on Tuesday, Minister Indrawati outlines President Prabowo's vision and missions reflected in the current direction of Indonesia's development. One of the projects that are currently being carried out with the support of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank is the Strategic Irrigation Modernization and Urgent Rehabilitation Project. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism is encouraging efforts to improve cleanliness at tourist destinations to raise Indonesia's tourism ranking. According to Deputy for the Development of Event Organizers at the Ministry of Tourism, Vincentius J. Madu, in cleanliness and health, the government is seeking to move up the ranking to the top 60 or even top 50. Clean Tourism Movement of the Ministry aims to educate and assist micro, small and medium enterprises players in prioritizing hygiene in preparing, processing, packaging, serving and selling food products at tourist destinations. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 24/7 55kHz and via streaming on voynews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau hadir di balik kokohnya tembok.